head out to the district, and Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. How are you? Great to be with you this morning.
Well, enjoying some Texas heat, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. But, you know, I think it's been 353 days since we had a 100-degree day.
So. Yeah, we're keeping count of that, but I'm sure we'll get there soon enough. All right, well, let's start a little bit of politics before we move on to maybe some issues. This is a presidential candidate that seems to be making it more difficult for Republican leadership to stand behind him almost on a daily basis. Your thoughts there?
Well, you know, Donald Trump needs to remember who's on the ballot, and it's not the Kahn family or anybody else other than Hillary Clinton. And so it would sure be nice if he would focus on that in terms of and focus on winning the White House instead of getting into every little petty battle where he thinks somebody has not been nice to him. So, and he certainly shouldn't be eating chicken with a knife and a fork either. So.
We were reminiscing about how John Kerry asked for brie or something on his Philly cheesesteak when he was running for president. It's a disconnect for the voter, I think, when that kind of thing happens.
Now, yeah, I think a lot of voters, you know, are willing to forgive that. But good grief, I mean, I just don't think you can pile on that many. Well, so anyway, I'm hoping he gets his ducks in a row so that he'll be better. You know, one of the things he said yesterday that I was disappointed about, he said John McCain has abused our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a little over the top because John McCain has been a champion of veterans. You know, McCain and I were part of the conference committee that came up with the veterans. Healthcare choice plan a couple of years ago, back in 2014, and that was designed to help our veterans, not to hurt them. So I was surprised that Trump came up with that kind of a comment.
Well, he also said he didn't want to endorse Paul Ryan, and I think it's safe to say you're part of Ryan's team. What was your thought
Correct.
There?
Well, you know, I don't really care if he does or not. I mean, you know, that's just not. It's just not an issue that I need to get into. You know, in Paul Ryan's race, just like in my race, our names are on the ballot, not his. So I don't think it really makes a difference. I don't think it affects McCain's race. I don't think it affects Paul Ryan's race. And I don't think it'll affect mine. But it sure would be nice if he'd focus on the person he's running against, and that's Hillary Clinton.
So obviously y'all are taking some time off. We'll be back until after Labor Day. Gives you a chance to... I guess maybe put some things together. You have to think about whether or not you've got a lame duck president. You have to think about who's going to be in the White House after January, and what does right. that do to change your strategy? As since you head up the largest conservative leadership group, and the Freedom Forum is also there. What's your view as to what you would like to do as you move forward with the legislative priorities?
Well, here. Jim Jordan, who's the chair of the House Freedom Caucus, yeah. and I got together a few weeks ago, and we said, and we've agreed that there should be no substantive legislation in the lame duck Congress, which will occur from the election to the swearing in of the new Congress in January of next year. And so, and that includes government funding bills. They should not be dumped into the lame duck. So typically what you'd see happen is there'd be some sort of a CR that would be passed toward the end of September that would fund the government beginning October the 1st, and it would land just past the election. And then lame duck Congresses are notoriously undisciplined in terms of the way they spend money and some of the other legislative activity that they pass. And so given that this is President Obama's last few months in office, we don't want to give Congress any chance to do anything to collude with him and hurt the American taxpayer. So what we proposed is, let's take the spending bills that have been passed in the Senate and those that have been passed in the House, and let's come up with some sort of a set of minibus type of spending bills, not an omnibus. And if we can't, and push those out into January to fund big parts of the government, out into March. And if that doesn't work, then let's try to do some sort of a continuing resolution that gets to March. So we get out of the lame duck because, again, bad things happen in the lame duck. We had a little bit of reluctance on the part of our leadership to go along with us on this. And so we used the House rules to force a special conference of Republicans in the House to have this discussion. I was running around the House like a crazy person the night before our last day back in July, and got enough signatures to force a special conference. Now, Paul Ryan wasn't very happy with me about that, but I think I got his attention in terms of trying to move forward.
Congressman Bill Flores, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do something disciplined. Sorry about that.
Well, here's my, and I, you know, I don't want to sound naive, but I know that I'm saying what people are thinking out there. Is you're concerned about what a lame duck Congress is going to do, which means there's no trust there. And how do we get
Correct.
Anything done? I mean, I understand that politics happen, but, you know, Johnny Lunchbucket out there is angry as hell that nobody can trust anybody in Congress. And when do we get to the point where you can trust somebody there to do what's good for the country?
Well, I think if you look at the House, I think we've done that. And that's what we're trying to do now is protect the taxpayer and the American family that's gone sideways for the last 7.5 years. And so I think you could trust the House. The problem has always been the Senate, including some parts, you know, members of my own party that have been less than disciplined in terms of the spending bills they passed or the other types of legislative activity they've been involved in. And so we've been the firewall in the House, and so what we're trying to do is maintain that firewall status to protect us from having something silly come up in the lame duck. For instance, one of the things that's been proposed is we take TPP, the trade bill that the president negotiated with some Pacific Rim countries, and there's been some talk, some chatter about having that fall in the lame duck session. Well, the problem is the president did not negotiate that bill the way we told him to when we gave him fast-track authority under TPA, under trade promotion authority. And since he didn't do it, I mean, it's got some gaps in related to intellectual property, related to ag, related to pharma. And so because of those things, that bill cannot come up in a lame duck session because it would not be good for the American worker. And we've tried to, you know, I've told Ambassador Farmer that multiple times. Actually, the Australian ambassador came into my office twice and was wanting us to try to get it passed. And I said, look, this is not going to pass until it's renegotiated. And I remember the Australian ambassador said, well, we can't renegotiate it. I said, well, you're not going to get a trade bill. And I said, I'm the leader of the largest caucus in Congress, and we're not going to be for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him at the convention in Cleveland, and he said, yeah, you're right. He said, we'll probably, and this was not an official thing on behalf of the Australian government, but
right.
He said, look, we're probably willing to sit down and clean up some of the things that weren't quite right in it.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us this morning from in the district. Let's turn now kind of down to micro right here in Bryan. The FEMA folks met for a final time with citizens of Bryan last night. I think we probably need to discuss the fact that Bryan, the city of Bryan, would like to get some FEMA funding in here, but that sort of thing does not happen quickly.
No, it does. And if you look at this sort of a program, really some of the landmark parts of this FEMA bio program were started in Houston years ago. And it used to take a really long time to get these programs put in place where you can have a FEMA buyout working with your local community to get houses removed from some of these flood-prone areas. It's better for the taxpayer if you can do it. Just take one fiscal hit and then not have to continue to have the flood insurance program bail folks out. But that takes a while, unfortunately. So, again, I know that my office is working on it. The city of Bryan and FEMA and I are all working together, but it is going to take a little bit of time to get it done. So I'd ask everybody to be patient.
You're really great about meeting with us even when Congress isn't in session. I know you're going to take a break. Have you got any? You're going to take a break from talking to us. Okay, all right. But I know that you're probably...
Yeah, you and I are taking a break.
There you go. Okay, but anyway, I know that you're probably... Have you got some town halls and stuff lined up?
That's correct. From August the 30th through September the 1st, we've got 4 town halls set up. The first one will be in Caldwell on the evening of the 30th, and then on the 31st, we've got one in Franklin, Texas, and then also we have one in Waco that evening, and then the following day on September the 1st, we'll have a teletown hall so that those people that couldn't attend an in-person town hall will be able to participate in a teletown hall.
All right, so we'll take a couple of weeks break from our talk. We'll get back together in 3 weeks or so. So if you travel any place, safe travels to you. And, again, we always appreciate the time that you give us.
Right. I'll be on a national security trip with our military for the next several days.
Okay.
And so that's one of the reasons for the break.
Certainly. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. Good talking to you. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
All right.